10th paragraph of Parah, 3rd Mishnah. Kol ol shel chadash shenoga b'sheretz. There's a kli made out of pottery, and it has the ashes of the paradum in it. And so even though it touched the sheretz, it's tar, because the halacha is a kli cheres are not matama from the outside. So the kli sheretz wasn't matama the kli. No, it's not gavol, but if you put it on top of the sheretz, even though we get them, it's also not matama. Evelezim etaya. He says it's tar chom etamim. Chom said he made a special din over here that has to be b'mokum tamei tahor. So, since the mokum that it's on is not tahor, that's enough to pass it, even though it's technically not being matam. No, but if it's kodesh tahor, if this kli touched foods or drinks or kisvei kodesh which have a tumah derabbanan, and it's still tahor because it can't be matam from the outside. What happens if they put it on it? Are these things also considered a mokum tome or not? Because it's only, it's not an avatuma, it's only tuma drabonon. Rabbi Yosi metaya. He says metaya because the maisa is not an avatuma. Even though it's not an avatuma, but it still has a certain level of tuma.